Coping with Grief by Mal McKissick and Diane McKissick, read by Andrew McFarlane. The experience of grief in response to loss is known to all human beings regardless of age, gender, creed, or culture. Extremes of grief tend to be experienced when we lose a close and meaningful relationship through divorce, separation, estrangement, or death. We may also grieve the loss of a limb, ability, appearance, country, home, meaningful occupation, trust, or lifestyle. Responses to all losses have many characteristics in common, but it is generally agreed that death is the most significant loss for most of us, perhaps because of its finality and confrontation with our own finiteness. Whatever the cause of loss, there is little benefit in making comparisons of worseness. Grief is a subjective experience, and most of us feel little benefit in being told there is someone worse off than ourselves. We can only feel our own pain. For example, if I have a toothache or migraine, I am unlikely to find comfort in being told that someone else has a worse one. While this book focuses on grief following bereavement, people grieving other losses may be able to identify with many of the reactions and responses described. In our society, people tend to be intolerant of strong reactions to pain. After a very short time, even after a sudden or traumatic death, others may use clichés to placate feelings and say things like, "Buck up. Think of the kids. Every cloud has a silver lining. It's God's will. He or she is in a better place. They wouldn't want you to be upset. You're young enough. You can have another baby. You can get married again." While usually expressed from concern and a genuine belief that getting upset is bad for you, platitudes and clichés are designed, consciously or unconsciously, to prevent feelings being expressed. If you do show distress openly, you may be described, or describe yourself, as breaking down, falling apart, cracking up, or not coping. All of these terms are derogatory and patronizing, and demonstrate a lack of understanding of the nature and process of grief. Conversely, if you demonstrate stoical restraint when someone you love has died, you are likely to be described as brave, strong, courageous, holding yourself together, or coping well. All of these expressions are examples of how language is used to prevent or control expression of feelings. There is no right or wrong way to grieve. We all grieve as we have lived. For example, emotionally expressive people might become more expressive. Those who don't show feelings openly may appear even more contained. Problems may occur when others try to force us to behave in ways that are comfortable for them and not expressions of who we are. For example, when an expressive person is forced to contain emotion, they may later experience physical symptoms or even illness as a result. This book gives an outline of the grieving process and some of the reactions that occur when we are bereaved, along with suggestions for managing grief so that unnecessary suffering is minimized. It is suitable for those supporting bereaved people, as well as for anyone who is grieving the death of someone they love. Some of the ideas included may seem strange at first to those who have not experienced significant loss. However, they are based on many years of experience in working with bereaved people and on personal experience of grief. They have the capacity to increase compassionate understanding, enhance relationships, and facilitate the bereaved person's ability to learn how to live with grief. The language used in this book, whether sounding personal or more general, is meant to include us all. As mentioned earlier, grief is a great leveler, a common human experience. There are several basic principles to remember. It is normal and healthy to feel and express intense and painful emotions when grieving a significant loss.